Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 10 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning, racing today. Big day, Lismore Cup Day. Scott Jones joins me. Morning, Scott.
Hey, Cosgrove, how are you?
I'm good. How's the day looking there at Lismore for your big day?
Mate, on our side of things, everything's perfect. The showers have come over a little bit. We're good to go, I think.
All right, how have you rated the track today?
Yeah, good fall. We threw one over 6:15 this morning, and I'm actually standing right where it went, and hardly marked it. It's perfect.
Fantastic. You got, I would imagine, with the weather, you have pretty fair grass cover there at the moment, have you?
Yeah, that's unfortunately for Ballina 2 weeks ago when they washed out. We copped about 30-odd mil during the time that they washed out, and that's perfect. You know, it worked out great for us, not so much for them, mate. And even the surrounds of the grounds just got that little bit of life back in it. The cover's great.
All right. So all in all, you couldn't be asked for anything better for Cup Day today. Going to be brilliant.
Hopefully, mate.
Good on you, Scott. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Cozzy. Time, mate.
Scott Jones at Lismore. Gary Cleese's there as well. And I reckon he'd have a grin on him this morning. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good, Sean. Yeah, really good. Like Scotty said, we've got a lot of high cloud. There's a lot of bushfires around too, Sean, so that's getting that smoke haze sitting around. And I just had a look at the track. It's absolutely green. You wait till you see it on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Probably get about 5,000, 6,000 people here today. Town closes down. A big university here, so they'll be supported by all the young ones enjoying a great day at cup racing. But it couldn't get any better, and they got good fields, mate.
All right, now the first, number one Ducati is $10, two Follow Our Dream, 26, three Mini Minna is 31, four Moringa's Jaime, 17, five American Love, six out, seven My Cousin Longy, 26, eight out, nine at Wits End, 23, 10 our Echo, 11 out, 12 Curabella, $2, number 13 Mishani Weapon, 10, 14 She'll Rock You, 14, 15 Smoke and Mist, 31, 16 Take Time to Chill, 21, 17, 18 out, $2 even for number 12 Curabella.
I'll tell you what, they supported her too. She opened up at 290, 270, 240, got in as much as 215, $2 right at the moment. So very good support. Not a lot of money for anything else, Sean. Ducati, the toppy, has had a bit of support at odds, $17 into $10. So he steps up to the 1,200 metres. I'm 5, 12, 13 and 3, and I'm with a five-year American Love. Chris Anderson's got her at Eagle Farm. Loved to run 3 runs ago when she ran second at Ipswich. She came back and run third at the Gold Coast. And the Ipswich run was 1,200 and the Gold Coast run was 1,300 metres. And obviously couldn't find a suitable race and he had to take her to Ipswich and she, in 1,020. And she sat 4 and 5 wide the entire trip, beaten 2.9. Draws a gate here today and draws 1,200. I think where she'll lob is right on Curabella's back. And if that's the case, hopefully she's strong enough on the line to get up and beat her. So I've got her on top. Look, 12 Curabella is the danger. She only had 3 starts last prep. She went to Doomben twice and she went to the Sunshine Coast and run 5th there. There was 11 winners come out of those 3 runs that she went around in. She's had 2 soft trials. She led in the first trial at Moolumbah and had a soft time in her next trial, beating 1.8 at the Gold Coast in one gate. You don't get any better than that here. 13's in there, Mishani Weapon. Only a lightly raced filly. She had 1 start at Bow Desert, run 2nd in a real strong maiden. Chipped her out, Les Kelly didn't board her back. And the bottom line is she was just run off her legs over the 900 metres when she resumed. Her best part of her work was the last 150 metres. So you would think getting to the 1,200, which she did debut at 1,200 metres. And I'm giving her a chance on the 3 Mini Minor. Look, he's by inner gaze. He's bred to get a lot further. And he's only 2 runs. He run 3rd at Casino and he went to Grafton in a strong maiden, run 4th for 12, beating the length. They run 58.01, getting to the line. But just where he gets from that bad gate, Sean, he's just got a woeful gate to contend with. 5, 12, 13 and 3 in race 1.
Right, our race 2 won the Big Eater, 440. Now, number 2, Ross May, is 280. 3, Rothford, 420. 4, Monsun Soldier, 23. 5, Gunnar, 23. 6, Just Rowdy, 71. 7, Spirit of Eden, 19. 8, Airedale, 7. 9, 10, 11 out. 12, Victory Star, 26. 13 out. 14, Yarbrough, 14. 15 out. 16, Swoop, 21. 17, Yungay is 41 and 18 is out. $2.80 favourite, number 2, Ross May.
Yeah, well, they bet 460 this morning and they've just taken that straight into that 280 mark. Rockford Third top weight was $7 into $4.20. So there's a good move there for Rockford, and the big eater is $6.50 into $4.40. The toppy. So that spec the three top weights 1, 2, and 3. I'm 2, 3, 1, and 8. I'm with the two Ross May here. I love the debut run when she runs second at the Gold Coast, beaten 0.5 a length. I don't think things went quite right at the next start at the Sunny Coast. She got half cramped up over the concluding stages. She was a little bit green in running. I just see Brian Dias has said, right, I'll whack a set of winkers on you now. You'll know the game. Obviously, there's a story behind her, Sean, a five-year-old mare that's only had two starts. But both the runs have been good. And not only that, Sean, she just gets that beautiful alley to get a good run. Tree Rockford, he's promised to win a maiden. We've been saying that. He's only had 13 starts and he's been placed 3 nines. But very important to him is where he drew. Draws. He just drew that little bit awkward at the Sunshine Coast last start. The big eater's a query here. He's in a really good stable. Matthew John Dunn at Boat Effort. It's not Matthew Dunn at Mwulumba. He's a smart guy with a horse's fella. He took him to Toowoomba first up and he ran second there over 1,300 metres. One more bound, he'd have got the money. He really hit the line hard. And then he took him to Witch. He drew 11 gate. He just never got in whatsoever. He had to track up 4 and 5 wide. He was probably 6 wide on the corner, beaten 2 lengths. He gets a little bit better gait today with a few scratchings. That's going to help him out. And I'm leaving Airedale there. He's at a heap of chances. He gets no weight on his back. He's very fit. 1,400 suits him. He's always running on, but I'd include him around the multiples. But pretty keen on the two. I think she's well placed and in a very good yard. 2, 3, 1, and 8 in race two.
All right, we go to the third event now. One Lucky Tom, $9. Two is out. Three Faster Than Light, $7.50. Four Spiral, $5. Five Push the Sky Away, $12. Six Anne Bonny, $7.50. Seven Queen of Kingston, $3.50. Eight Shelter Lady, $5.50. Nine Defence Witness, $5.50. And 10 out. Favourite here, $3.50. Number seven Queen of Kingston.
Yes, well, she's flying. She's absolutely 4 and 4, 4.60 into 5, 3.50. Spiral's getting support. That's good to see. $6 into $5. And Shoulder Lady is $8 into 5.50. So there's good move there and a little move for Defence Witness. But I'm with Shoulder Lady. I'm 8, 7, 4, and 9 and love the first up run. I mean, last preparation, she was just flying. Obviously, Paul Duncan at the Sunshine Coast said, right, I'm going to take you to 2,000 metres for the first time, where she may not have run the trick. She may have gone over the top. But she resumed in a really good fillies and mare, 65 rating at Ipswich behind Smarty Pie, beaten 2.8. She sat 4 deep the entire trip. She was probably 7 wide on the corner. She had 58 on her back, and she had the audacity the last 200 metres to dive to the line. Now, she's won from 1,200 to 1,800. She's second up 15-16, and she draws 2 gates, and she's got a 4-kilo weight drop. She's only got to hit the line like she did at Ipswich first up to be very, very hard to beat. 7 Queen of Kingston flying. She's won 3 out of the last 4 runs. She runs second here beyond the stable, made 2 runs ago when she had to come back to the 1,200 metres. But Daniel Bowen took her straight to Grafton, back up to the 14. She had 59 on her back. She had 11 gates. She rolled to the front and run them off their leg. So today she's got a 5-kilo weight drop where her form is outstanding here at the Lismore track. Full Spiral, he's had 2 runs back. He was pretty disappointing first up, this guy. He knocked up really bad, beaten 11 lengths. I thought he was a lot better at the Gold Coast, his next start on a 1 Metropolitan win race on a Saturday behind looks like Elvis, beaten 5.3. So obviously, he's just taken a couple of runs to trim up. He draws nice, and he's such a big, big, strong horse. You would think he'd take a bit of time to get right. And 9 Defence Witness, I'm leaving him there. I thought he was pretty good a month ago to win it at Grafton. They freshened him up from the 17, brought him back to the 15-16, and he only gets 51 kilos on his back, so he's very well weighted. 8, 7, 4, and 9 in race 3.
The fourth event, 1 out, 2 Wainui Gold, $5.50. Number 3 Akaj, $3.90. 4 Last Light, $3.30. 5 Crooked Gent, $4.60. 6 Embrace the Date, $11. 7 out. 8 Arlington Heights, $34. 9 out. 10 Prince Morpheus, $26. 11 Youngstown is $12. Number 12 Destiny's General, $51. And 13 Field of Fire, $12. $3.30 favourite. Number 4 Last Light.
Yeah, former Victorian there. One run for the New Yard. $3.70 into that $3.30, Sean. And Akaj, the 3 is $4.60, $3.90. So a good little shorten up there. And Crooked Gent, the 5. 5.50 into 4.60, but on with a cargo hit. 3.4.5.2. Mare that's going really good. Run last start was terrific. Now, I thought in a lot harder race than what she's meeting here. She went to a Phillies and Mares Class 1 non-metropolitan win race on a sitting meeting at the Gold Coast. So Wake the Stars won the race. This mare was beaten 4.7. Three winners have come out of the race already. She's a winner at 1,500 metres, and she draws the one gate with Michael Carlaboard. I think she's only got to run like what she did in town at the Gold Coast on that city meeting to be hard to beat. Four last light, like I said, a former Victorian mare now in the Alicia Willick yard. She won a Ballarat maiden back in February over 1,600 metres. Just went pear-shaped first up for the new yard. She just never got on the track, and particularly again from the 600 metre mark, she was pushed wider. So she had to cover a lot of ground. She was entitled to weaken out, which I reckon the last 150 metres she was found wanting. Draws a good gate today, obviously going to be fitter for the run, and obviously getting up to 15, 16 at Sutter a lot better than what the 1,200 metres did. Five crooked gent. I like the job he did at Moranbah. He blundered out of the gates. He got a mile out of his ground on the short circuit. He was probably 8-9 lengths off him coming to the corner. He was 7 lengths off him on straight, and he got up and beat him on the short track and beat Duke of Frederick. He's had a couple of goes at 15, 16 for one placing. So he's the back marker that's going to be finding the line. And 2-1-0 Wanui Gold. I hope they lead on him here the other day, today. Not that they probably didn't want to lead on him at Grafton. He just got jammed up out of the gates and it went pear-shaped from there on. But if they roll in front with him here, which we did see him win here 5 runs ago when he led all the way, he might be the horse that can run down 54.5. So he's only got half a kilo over the limit and a very fit horse. 3, 4, 5, and 2 in race 4.
There we go to the fifth event now here. Number 1, Mashani Alobo, 340. 2 out, 3 high, Design 18. 4, Amajet, 12. Number 5, Mashani Stealth, 6. 6 and 7 out. 8, Countermeal, 21. 9, Mystic Moon, $4.80. Number 10, Almas, 310. 11, Klang's Victory is 11. 12, Draconi, 71. And 13, Happy Room, 101. But 310 favoured, number 10, Almas.
Yeah, a little short and up 380 into that 310. Mashani Lobo, the top weight, $4.20 into 340. And you got Mystic Moon from the Toby Edmonds yard, 550 into 480. Mashani Stealth resumes support for him, 2750 into $6. So, yeah, good little race here on 9, 10, 1, and 5. And I hope the showers don't come here for the 9 Mystic Moon. If they do, she's in trouble. She's just an absolute right tracker. She's won five wins, and they've all been on top of the ground. And I mean, we saw Toby Edmonds take her out to Tamworth, and she won the Jardel Cup. She came back and won a Class 4 at the Gold Coast. She was beaten 0.4 of a length at her next run, and he took her to Grafton on that soft track beyond King Lear, where 3 winners have come out of it. He hasn't run it for 10 weeks. Loved the trial there, but she was never off the bridle in a trial at the Gold Coast in a really good open trial. She's a leader. She needs to dictate, and I've got a leading here, and I think she'll be hard to run down. With him saying that, you can't get this horse going any better than Nell Mance. He's won 4 out of his last 5 runs, and he just cantered in here the other day to beat Queen of Kingston, the stable mate. He had 59.5 on his back, so Matty McGarren's going to do a good job to get down and ride him at the limit here with 54, but he's such a good horse, and he'll follow Mystic Moon wherever she goes in transit. Mashani Lobo's a smart horse. He's had a couple of runs back, Gold Coast and Doomben. I loved his run the other day behind Tall Feet Boy. He ran into trouble down the back and had to switch back to the inside, but he found ground late, beaten 1.8. And 5, Mashani Stealth, he resumes. He's in a smart yard in the Shane Edmonds yard. He took into the trials at Tamworth 9 days ago, and he cantered to win a trial in there. He's a very, very good horse. He's an 8 times winner, and he's won $240,000 or $247,000 in prize money. Wouldn't sell him short, and obviously the trial would have brought him along. Good race. 9, 10, 1 and 5 for me in race 5. Sean?
Race 6, the Class 1. 1, Say You Wish, 480. 2, New Horizons is 480. Number 3, Smartest Attack, 550. 4 out, 5, My Dream Lover, 7. 6, Divisional, 18. 7 out, 8, Coastal Boys, 6. Number 9, Ducks Nuts is $12. 10, Manila Miss, 11. 11, River of Love, 13. 12 out. 13, Sapaton, 34. 14 out. 15, Lady Salerno, 101. 16, Toffee Drop, 26. 17 out. And 18, Blue Motty, 101. Favourite, equal. 1, Say You Wish. 2, New Horizons. 480 each of 2 in a race with a look to be a couple of chances.
There is, Sean. And in the top, he's had a little bit of support. 550 into 480. New Horizon, 550 into 480. And Smart Attack, the 3. 650, 550. Good move, Coastal Boy. He's a query here. In a smart yard, $10 into $6. And Sean, we'll talk about country racing. We're seeing So You Think here and a Frankel here today. So You Think is the sire of the top weight, and Frankel's the sire of New Horizon. So that's how strong country racing's getting now.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Look, I'm with the toppy. He had 3 runs for Bevan Lemmy. He chipped him out. Obviously, he had a little bit of growing to do, and he brought him first up to win a 1,200-metre maiden at the Gold Coast. He beat Ruler, and a couple of winners have already come out of the race, and then he took him back, and he found the line good at over 1,200 metres at his next run. He hasn't run him for nearly 6 weeks. Michael Carr won his maiden on him, and he's here to ride him today. I like Bevan Lemmy when he just gives him a freshen up. Obviously, he's a horse that's going to get a lot further as he gets into his preparation. Two New Horizon, well, he's had two runs for the new yard. He was pretty good to win his maiden there on a good track. He beat plenty of time. Then he did a good job because I don't still think he handled the track at the Gold Coast on that heavy track his next run. He was beaten 1.8 behind Lyrical Prince, and that was a 65 rating. So a couple of pluses with him today. He gets to a dry circuit, and he gets up to 1,300 metres. Does go up a couple of kilos on that. I've got 8 Coastal Boy. I've got a massive watch on him because I remember this fella when he won on debut at the Sunshine Coast in a real strong race. 3 winners come out of it, and then his next run, there was 4 winners come out of it. But Darryl Hanson's got him. He's only had the one run back. He was run off his legs at 1,000. I thought he was still a little bit plain down the running, but maybe he's the horse that is looking for 1,300 metres. But the money has come for him on tab.com.au. And 5 My Dream Lover, Toby Edmonds runner, former Victorian. He's had one run for Toby. He got the job done there in a maiden. Like I said, a couple of winners have come out of it. He's got a sticky gait, but he might be the little improver in the race. But it probably doesn't end there. 1, 2, 8, and 5 in race 6.
Now, the 7th one, Fanks, is 5.50. 2, Round Mountain Gem, 10. 3, My Cousin Jackie, 13. 4, Archie Luxury, 9.50. 5, Moringa Stroller, 71. 6, Invincible Boy, 5 even. 7, Princely Blaze, 71. 8, Foxy Walk, 14. 9 out. 10, Percussion, $8. 11, Chappelle, 14. 12, Shea Bella Vita, $5. 13, She Salutes, 19. 14, McKellar, 34. 15, Jazzy Ruler, 14. 16, 17, 18 out. Now, the equal favourites, $5. 6, Invincible Boy. And 12, Shea Bella Vita in an open race.
You're not kidding. Invincible Boy is strange here, Sean, because he opened up at 270 this morning on tab.com today, and all he's done is he's got the wobbles. He's straight out to five, Kate. $5. Chea Bella Vita is 5.50 into 5. Banks has stayed the same. Percussion's the mover, the 10 from the Toby Edmund Yard, $13 into $8. So he's getting support. I found it open. Look, I'm sticking with the 6. I'm 6-1, 10 and 15. I thought his first up run was huge in a no metro at Durban beyond Scolopini beating 2.8. He's also can get up over 2,000 metres when he gets into his preparation. The more I look at it, I'm worried about it because he's never won first up and he's never won second up. He's a better horse when he gets into his prep. But I love this first up run. Thanks was really good to win here 2 runs ago to beat Royal Equiano. Probably went a little bit pear-shaped at Ipswich, his next run, when he copped a bump out of the gates. He got steadied off heels at the 1,000. He's such a big horse that you need to see him get into that rolling action, which he did when he won here 2 runs ago. So maybe the gate plays in his favour where they can take time to get him to either roll to the front. 10 Percussion, well, he's had 3 runs for Toby, and his last 2 have been on rain-affected tracks where he hasn't handled it, 1 soft and 1 heavy. Toby took him back and trialled in 26 days at the Gold Coast, and he runs second in a trial. He wasn't off the bridle. He draws good, and he gets a dry circuit, so that's going to help him ride out. And I've got the 15 in here, Jazzy Ruler. I like to win at Casino 1,400 metres. Obviously, Terry McCarthy couldn't find a suitable race, and he had to drop her back to the 1,100, where she found the line good late. So she gets 52 kilos on her back and gets to 1,400 metres, and she's been here to win before. I don't think she's out of it. At around the odds at the multiple, 6-1, 10 and 15 in race 7.
Race 8, the 4X Gold Lismore Cup. Now, 1 Hippopus, 61. 2 Miracle Bar is Miracle Bar is 12. Number 3 All Zin, $6. 4 Future Events, 6. 5 Winkler, 5.50. 6 Meteorologist is 12. 7 Explosive, 1.12. 8 and 9 out. 10 I'll Miss You, 34. 11 Fairlighting, $5. 12 Shock Factor, 5.50. 13 On Demand, 81. 14 Latina Lover, 13. 15 Peak Hill, 41. 16 Infinite Rain, 101. 17 out. Favourite, $5. Number 11, Fairlighting. I reckon you'd be going wide in the quaddy, wouldn't you, Gary?
No, Sean, this done me head in this race, honestly. Fairlighting's 5.50. Toby Edmonds just into that $5. Little move for Winkler. He hasn't run since the Grafton Cup. 7.50 into 5.50. And Shock Factor's 7.50 into 5.50. So there's a move there, and there's a move for Allzin coming off that good run at Tari in the Cup, $7.50, $6. So it done me head in. Honestly, I've lived this way and I might be completely wrong. I've gone 12, 11, 3 and 7. I'm with Shock Factor. A lightly raced mare by Shocking. Paul Duncan's got her at the Sunshine Coast. She went first up 1,400 metres. She got back there on a Saturday on the 1st of September and she was three wide with 57. She got a bit of a crowd up the last 150 metres. She was beaten 2.4. Obviously, she's a mare that's going to get over ground because breeding suggests that. And I'm just going to take the punt with her. Fair Lighting's going good. The 11, Toby Edmonds mare, gets a, you would think, a beautiful run from that two gates. She'll just pop out behind him where some of these chances have drawn wide. Three Alls, you know, probably would have had him up had he drawn better. I mean, his run in behind Shelmaniza and the Taree Cup was enormous. He was beaten 1.5 and Shelmaniza went to Wyong and run third in the Wyong Cup, but he had three gate. He hasn't got three gate today. That's the difference with him. And he does need a dry track, so he gets that. And Seven Explosive Scene, look, I'm going to give her a chance. She had to come back from the 2,200 metres from that doom and run back to 1,680 on a short course at Ipswich. She wasn't disgraced. Another one that'll want a really good ride from Jimmy Byrne to get across from that awkward gate. But it probably doesn't end there. It's just an open cup. 12-11. That's 3 and 7 for me in the last, Sean.
All right. Any standouts, Gary?
I like race 3, number 8, Shelter Lady. I love the first up run. I think if she shows that turn of foot, she'll be hard to beat. And race 5, number 9, Mystic Moon. We don't get any rain, and that's the big query. We don't get any during the day, and it stays nice and dry and firm for her. She's going to be very hard to beat. So race 3, number 8, race 5, number 9. Quite each a short in, a couple of, in the first two legs with 9, 10 and 1. Second leg, 1, 2, 8. Wide in the last two legs with 6-1, 10-15, and 12-11, 3-7. You could probably add a few more to that cup, Sean. But at the moment, we just got that high cloud hanging about, a bit of smoke, eh? So hopefully we don't get those showers through the day. But they'll have a ripper here, and they'll have a monstrous crowd, and good luck to the club. Scotty's doing a good job. He went through that hard time here many, many months ago when he was burned in that accident here at the Lismore Turf Club. But he's recovering, and he's a tough customer, and we wish him all the best, mate.
Yeah, too right. Let's hope it's a fantastic day, and we'll look forward to your late mail throughout the day, Gary.
You're a champ, mate. Talk to you later.
Gary Cleese at 28 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.